This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This unrated, adult-friendly podcast is brought to you by our good friends at Adult Video Warehouse. Size matters, and Adult Video Warehouse's selection is huge. Come see what's new in lingerie, sexy toys, lubricants, and so much more. Check out their beautifully remodeled couple and female-friendly stores in Pompano Beach and North Palm Beach. AdultVideoWarehouse.net.
All right, welcome to the KBJ Aperture Podcast.
Kevin's eyes look insane, but he's got new hair. Virginia is a witch, and she farts in her chair. Jason is a spaz who's got an old man's ass. Welcome to the After the Show Podcast.
Hey, happy Friday. Welcome to the KBJ After the Show Podcast. Yeah, here we go. Weekend coming up.
That's Friday. Let's do this.
Yeah.
I'm going to Nashville today.
There's a song for you in Tennessee.
That's right. That's kind of cool. You going to do anything in Nashville, or are you zipping right through?
I'm zipping right through today.
Okay.
So visiting hours to see my grandmother in the hospital, which is why I'm going.
Uh-huh.
There's no visiting hours by the time I get there on Friday. So Friday's a wash. We get into Nashville, and then we're just going to go up to Kentucky and see my dad tonight and celebrate his birthday that we missed, that we were supposed to celebrate together last week.
You're doing it all right, by the way. As you get older, you need to be going and seeing your family, especially the ones that are older. I'm telling you, it's the right move.
I believe that, too.
Even if you miss a little bit of work, I'm sorry. I think it's the right thing to do. You got to see your older parents and family.
Well, it's working out because on Saturday, visiting hours are only from 8 to 4 at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll go between 8 and 4. We'll stay the whole time. And we'll see Grandma. And then after visiting hours, me and my sister probably are going to go back to Nashville.
Who?
Me and my sister.
Sister.
Just the two of us, so look out.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Could get a little rowdy. And we'll do Nashville Saturday night, the two of us by ourselves.
Oh, that'll be fucking fun.
I know.
You've told me I'd like Nashville, Kev.
I've only driven through it.
I thought you told me I'd like it there.
I told you you'd
it. Maybe it was you.
You love music. You love bars. You love food. They have great food. They have great vibe.
Kevin
it's very friendly.
Kevin would love that.
Yeah, I would.
It's a walking town, which I love.
Yeah, I really want to get there. I saw it on the NFL draft a couple years ago. They really showed it, and they got a great-looking bar district. My daughter's gone there a couple times. Her and her friends. There's tons of rooftop bars. A lot of country artists have their own really cool clubs. There's even like the Bluebird Cafe that's smaller. You sit around and listen to just great musicians playing music. So I'd be all about it. I'm hoping to get there soon.
And this is another reason. It is the number two destination in the country for bachelorette parties.
Okay.
So you just have all these wild roving packs of girls looking to play, looking to diddle.
It was so weird and bizarre because back, if you lived in South Florida, I would say maybe the early 90s, they were always promoting Nashville, Tennessee with that commercial. They had the jingle, but it was, they threw it in your face for some reason. You're like, why are they always promoting doing a commercial for Tennessee?
It's called tourism.
Yeah, but it was the only state they ever did that for. As a kid, you go,
I don't know, Virginia's for lovers.
Yeah.
We never had anything like that. They had a legit campaign down here in South Florida about Tennessee.
Lots of states do this, and they market specifically to areas that they think they can draw from. So Nashville probably did an extensive market research and figured out that a lot of South Floridians were going to Nashville, or the potential for them to go to Nashville was there.
The strategy behind it. They had
totally
a kick-ass jingle, and they played it always during cartoons. That's why I know it so well. But I always thought it was odd that it was just the state of Tennessee people were promoting. It's weird.
It's a science. They really do have a plan.
Yeah. So Alabama gets commercials about promoting fucking Wyoming.
Alabama does run commercials. I've seen Alabama and the Trent Jones Trail run commercials, and I'm like, that sounds boring.
Yeah, I think every place knows exactly when people come to visit them, where they're coming from, and so then they clearly then market to that area. So
it's all pretty cool when you think about it. Just everything you're watching, there's a strategy behind it, usually.
The Keys heavily markets to Miami, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm, Treasure Coast, because they know a lot of us, it's so easy for us to jump in the car and drive down to the Keys.
Yeah, those weekend trips. And yeah, for us, it's really great because you've got everything from the Southeast, which there's so many great destinations to go that, you're just, 8 to 10 hours away from all these great little spots.
Never see one promote Ohio. Why is that? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, they ain't a lot there.
They know they're not a destination.
No, yeah. We have a lot of Ohio listeners, man. There's so many people that grew up not only near your area, but
they all leave.
They got out because they wanted to have fun.
They all leave. That's what
they
it
defend
is.
It, and then they go, "Oh yeah, it was kind of shitty."
We love being from there, but we couldn't wait to get out.
Yeah. It is kind of an interesting thing. That really does sum up Ohio. Yeah, we love it, but
it's pretty though, isn't it? I mean,
it is. It's nice. You know, the area I'm from has got a lot of caves in the hills and the trees, the beauty, especially in the fall. People love it. It is very nice. People are wonderful. There are three big cities with Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati to go, and they all have their own unique restaurants and bars and things like that. That's kind of cool. But
I would love to go, but I want to go to Logan.
Yeah, one of these days we'll get that listener trip, because in the Hocking Hills there's a lot of really nice. Before my mom passed, she had sent me all these different cabins. They had one house. It was an A-frame house. It was unbelievable. It looked like something you'd see on Palm Beach, and it had an indoor basketball court.
Wow.
Yeah, they're not playing with some of them. So they've got really high-end cabins up there now. It's getting all fancy, which people in my town don't know what the hell to do.
What the shit?
They don't know if it... Well, when I went back, it was interesting how many of them said, "We don't go to the caves anymore. It's like foreign land to us." It got taken over by the rich people, and they're very resentful of it.
The caves are like fucking Applebee's now, Virginia.
Fancy like, yeah.
Fancy like.
Yeah, the caves be fancy like.
Wow.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, got a ton of emails and comments here, stuff to do. Art Basel's one of the things going on here in South Florida this weekend. Going to be in Miami, and somebody sent in a text. They said, "Yeah, my friend looked up tickets for Art Basel. They're almost about $1,000 a ticket."
Damn.
Yeah, you can...
That's why it really, like I said, the events that you can get into and go to, you don't necessarily want to. And then the really cool events, you'd be like, "Oh, that's awesome. They're all invite only," and or else they're $1,000 a ticket.
But walking down the street and just getting a cocktail and sipping and strolling, that's free.
That's only $180 a cocktail. I'd rather just watch some.
Take the Bright Line, get a VIP ticket. It's only like $40.
Yeah.
You get to go to the VIP lounge ahead of time, enjoy the food and the drink in the VIP lounge.
And no, we are not getting paid by Bright Line. Someone asked me, "Go, y'all talking a lot, but you guys are clearly getting paid or doing
We're
an
not.
Endorsement."
They're not giving me a nickel. I just believe in affordable fun, and that's what the Bright Line is. I believe in value for your dollar, and I believe in unlimited drinks, and that's what Bright Line offers.
And there's certain shit that we talk about that we do not get paid for. People think I get paid by Publix. I just love Publix.
You don't get paid by Publix.
And not a fucking cent. But I love a Publix.
Yeah. Well, that's really kind of the trick about South Florida is, it's beautiful, but it is expensive, and it's getting more expensive.
Hacks are crucial.
Yeah, they really are. We have talked about just the home prices up, 19%. I know Palm Beach County, median home price, I think it was $500,000, something like that. I had those numbers. It's more expensive than Broward and Miami-Dade, but those are all up significant as well. And they say that it shouldn't go up as much, the percent increase on home rates in South Florida next year, but it's still going to be an increase. And interesting thing that old Boca Steve had sent me, he said from the Sun Sentinel, they've got an interactive map. And he said, my old zip code in Boca, and he's moving to Vieira, Florida, because he had to find a new place. And he started looking around. He's like, I can't afford anything. So he started even looking north, and some of those places were expensive. And so he's winding up Vieira, if you don't know that.
Vieira?
Huh?
Or Vero.
Vero or Vieira? I can't
Vieira,
tell.
Vieira.
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 Where is that at?
Vieira, Florida. It's up near Sarasota. It's West Coast.
Oh.
Yeah, it's up in that area. It's just a little bit south of Sarasota.
I thought you were saying Vero.
When you said Vero,
I think you said Vera.
When you said Vero, go, I think Vero is fucking expensive.
Vero
is. It's beautiful
is.
Out by the water anyway. Yeah.
Vero is really fancy.
Yeah, so this is Vieira, Florida. Okay. West Coast near Sarasota. And he had said, yeah, just looking at my old zip code in Boca, it had a 65% year-over-year rent increase.
What the
65%.
I'm getting messages from people that thought they were going to sell their house and just rent. And, you know, I'm going to get all this money from this big bubble that's going on. And they're finding out that they're spending more on rent prices. They're spending $12,000 just to get into a fucking...
Yeah.
Those are closing costs for a house.
Mm-hmm.
They're spending...
First, last, and deposit is unattainable for the average person.
So they're dipping into the profits of the house they bought, and they're going, oh my gosh, if
the house they sold.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah,
yeah.
The house they're sold. And they're doing the math. In 3 years, they're fucked.
Yeah, it is not a good situation to rent in Palm Beach County right now.
Someone raised their rent $800 a month. How, if you're making X amount, your wages don't go up.
It's insanity.
Yeah,
you're
so
fucked.
Yeah, so I kind of want to talk a little bit about, you know, what you know, people are going through. Oh, I'm sorry, I misspoke too. It wasn't Vieira. It was Venice is where he's going, which is the West Coast. Vieira is north of Palm Bay. But yeah, I want to talk a little bit more about, because I know when we were talking about the rent increases the other day, we got so many text messages, and I remember the one that stood out to me. Somebody was, their rent went from $2,800 a month to $3,800 a month, an extra $1,000 a month, which is just crazy and debilitating. So what are you doing here in South Florida? Because, you know, we do have the rich, but the thing that's, you know, kind of annoying about that, it's great because, hey, you know, they pay taxes on some stuff and, you know, they add to it and there are things that we benefit from by having people with a lot of money. But the problem is when they start elevating and the water starts rising like that, it prices out a lot of regular people for homes and it gets so expensive that it's like, what are we going to do? If you've grown up here and you've lived here and you're a Boca Steve, you know, type of story, what the heck are you going to do? You got to move to a whole other part of Florida and you got to get chased out of here. So what are you going to do? Because I've heard some people, and I'm just really happy when I got to town. I got a small-ass little house, and I've stayed in a small-ass little house, and I'm going to continue to stay in the small-ass little house.
You love your house.
I do. I love it, and it's enough for me. But I remember right before when we had this before, that bubble that burst.
Yeah.
Remember how people were getting massive homes?
Yes.
They were going out and like, no, I need 3,500 square feet. I'm like, you're one dude. Like, why do you need 3,500 square feet?
And they were buying them at a cheap price. That was going on?
Yeah. So what was happening? They were getting the houses thinking they were going to flip them. A lot of these people thought, that's what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna flip homes. And then the bubble burst and then they were upside down and they basically owed more than what the home was worth, and that caused a massive problem. So now people are kind of downsizing, so we may, in living in South Florida, have to rethink everything, where you almost have roommates or you just start renting what would be a small little place. For me, honestly, I look at how I live in my house now. I pretty much hang out in, I could get away with probably 800 square feet. I don't need a lot of room. I'm cozy. I'm fine with that.
I'm the same way.
And to me, why are we buying all this stuff? And, you know, it's almost like South Florida needs to start building these kind of places where people can live, where you don't have a lot of extra room and it's affordable rent. Because what else are we going to do? I mean, it's going to chase a lot of people out of South Florida.
Even that townhouse that I lived in, it was the Sandalwood town. That was almost too much for just a sink for a guy
right,
like me.
Yeah.
It was too much. There was one room I barely ever went in. I could have easily downgraded a room on that one. Mm-hmm. And I think you have a great point. I think people just have to almost change their mentality and say, I have to downgrade if you don't have the means to do it.
Yeah.
Roommates.
Totally. If you go on Craigslist, which I'm on right now, there are a bunch of people looking for a roommate or to share a private room in a house. I mean, that is a very smart option. If you can't afford first, last, and deposit, and trust me, most of us can't, this might be a way to do it because I'm seeing, you know, $500 a month, $400 a month, $600 a month. It's a lot better than coming up with $8,000 to move into a place. Right.
I remember when we left from Miami, me and Denny's found, someone even wrote an email to you about the place we lived at. They've knocked it up another even $300 or $400 a month.
Yeah.
It was crazy that the security, it was, I think back then at 2005 or 15, it was $5,000 to get in.
Damn.
$3,500. That's a lot to
it's
get.
It's a lot.
You may get some of that money back on the security, but on the initial front end.
Just to have it, to pay.
Or to get into that. A lot of people don't have that. It's a struggle for a lot of people.
I don't have it.
Yeah. So, it's going to be a problem. And if anybody has any solutions on what to do, where you go, I think that a lot of people in South Florida are going to have to start rethinking about how they live. And hopefully people will build places like this, maybe a smaller place that you get where the rent is affordable. Otherwise, it looks like everybody's going to get chased out of here that's not making a gazillion dollars a year.
HOA fees are going up on some places too because they're trying to get a little piece of the action.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if you have any suggestions on that, because I'd like to pass this on to people because I know we're getting lots of messages and emails from people that are winding up in tough situations to the point where they're looking at sleeping in their car because they can't afford stuff and they have jobs here and family here and they're in those kind of situations where it's not that they can just easily pack up and move to Venice or Vieira or whatever V city in Florida you want to go to.
Vero, Venice, Vieira, doesn't matter.
Do I call him Venice Vieira Steve now? What's his new nickname?
Venice Steve, yeah.
Not only does he has to leave and move, he has to get a new fucking nickname now.
Yeah, he's now Venice Steve.
Venice Steve.
Venice Steve.
I don't hate it.
It's not as easy to say.
But let's not make him feel worse. I think I actually love the nickname Steve. Venice Steve, I love it.
Yeah. Mm.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So. All right.
I got a bunch of other emails commenting on some stuff from the regular show that we had today. Doug had sent this in. I am fascinated. Last night, Alec Baldwin did his interview on ABC with George Stephanopoulos. Still the number one trending topic in South Florida about what he said. And he said, quote, he did not pull the trigger. And that is the big question because some gun enthusiasts were calling him out saying that's not possible. Doug said, Kevin, I heard you guys wondering if Alec Baldwin could have had the gun shoot and not pull the trigger. The answer is yes, especially if it is a gun from the late 1800s or a replica, likely was. If he pulled the hammer back and either by using the trigger or doing it manually and something jolted the gun, the hammer would come down on the bullet and fire it, which is easy if one believes the gun one is using is not a real one with live ammo. So Baldwin could have not pulled the trigger and the gun still could have fired.
That's exactly what I said. And this asshole to my left over here, Jay Bird, made fun of me.
No,
but
I didn't.
It's an older gun. Mm. It's probably like not operational like new guns. And you can absolutely have accidents that happen.
What did I call you out on?
You were like, she doesn't know guns.
No, well, you don't know guns. I stand by that statement, but I am not at all. I know nothing about guns. You were getting all mad and getting all like, ah, you're raising your voice and Josh Schneider and fucking political.
No, this was a couple days ago.
I was trying to, well, you don't know anything about guns. Let's go ahead and get that.
But I do know enough to be able to tell you that if this is some older model gun, that it could misfire.
Call me an asshole. I didn't call you.
You're
out.
An asshole.
Well, fuck this.
Well, and again, I'm not a gun expert. I fire them, and you know, you do have misfires where you've pulled the trigger and the gun will jam, or there's something else that, you know, can happen with that. I have seen Westerns where they take those kind of guns where, you know, it's got that you would cock the gun back and they do that trick where they're not firing, they're not hitting the trigger, but they're just hitting the hammer on it and they keep going duh, duh, and it fires fast. Now, it didn't sound like that was anything Alec Baldwin had done either. So the good news is in this trial, you're going to have real gun experts coming
in. Good. Not people talking, on Twitter.
And not John Schneider and not all this kind of stuff saying whether it could or couldn't have. Yeah, so that's the good news. I was only asking the question to say that's odd. How often does a gun go off and you don't pull the trigger? So they'll definitely have experts in there that will be under oath, and they'll have to prove that they know what they're talking about.
Here's one of the things I've learned about just doing broadcasting and being on the radio. Even if you preface a conversation about, we're not trying to, we're talking about people, they get blinded by the term gun and their own opinions about guns come out. And then whatever you're talking about doesn't really even matter at that point.
Yeah.
It just, it fires people up so much.
Oh, fires.
Oh.
Misfires.
Oh. No, nothing.
I hear what you're saying. Because it's one of those polarizing things.
It's just one of those things.
And as soon as somebody hears gun control could be coming, or we're trying to say, you know, it was the gun's fault and not Alec.
I just remember the time we were talking about Trump putting ketchup on a steak, and the topic was just about really ketchup on a steak. Mm. And all on both sides, people were—
How dare you?
All they heard was Trump. And yeah. I was getting— that's where the whole Republicrat come from. Because I was called a Republican and a Democrat on the same segment.
Yeah.
And we're just talking about ketchup.
Yeah.
So there's just certain topics I think people don't even want to listen to the details of it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, you're right. There's definitely something to that. I got an email. We're talking about the cars earlier, and the thread is funny. There's a lot of things that I didn't get on that, but what kind of conclusions do you draw about people based on what they drive? And I know you had talked about El Camino, and somebody said, I actually stopped at a train. I looked to my left and bam, yes, they actually still do exist. Peter sent this in at Delray Beach Motors. They got a sweet red El Camino. If you're so inclined.
That is a nice El Camino.
Yeah,
see,
right?
That one is like fixed up. It looks to be modified and really it's made to look brand new.
And beautiful. I think you take your own experiences through life. We had a guy in Lake Park that drove an El Camino, and he was known to be a pervert and, hey, kids, look at my dick, that kind of thing. So I think
I think every neighborhood in the 80s had a, hey, kids, look at my dick.
But it was weird. Everyone knew about this guy, hey, kids, look at my dick guy. Mm. But this guy was still about and around.
All the kids knew, and it was like, no one arrested him?
And if you look into the guy's past, he did have a criminal background. It wasn't like it was made up. Hey, kids, look at my dick guy.
Yeah.
He was real.
He was real.
In my neighborhood, he had bicycles. He had a bunch of bicycles. Like, he was like a guy that collected old bikes and fixed them up, and then that was super appealing to all the kids in the neighborhood who would come over there trying to get like some action with a free bike or get to borrow one of his bikes. He would let kids borrow bikes or have bikes, and he totally felt kids up.
Did you guys have that? Someone like that in Ohio?
Yeah, the guy that I knew that had the El Camino is my buddy Colin. His mom's boyfriend, his name was Puff, and I remember driving one time with Colin and Puff in the El Camino, and I was in an age where I didn't know that drinking and driving was a bad thing. And I remember Puff was driving, drinking Old Milwaukee's, and as he would finish one, he'd crumple up the can, and the El Camino had that window that would slide to the side, and he was chucking the beer cans into the back part of the El Camino.
In the bed.
That's Logan Cool.
That was my knowledge. That's what I think of. So when I think and I hear El Camino, I think of Puff. And he looked like the typical 70s stoner, long hair, little round glasses, and loved his Old Mill and drinking and driving with young kids in the car.
So El Camino also to you has kind of a...
That's what it seems to me, yeah.
You remember the story I told you about the girl that got hit by the car on my street by a drunk driver who left the scene and then she passed away? It was an El Camino, and they discovered it 2 days later. He took his El Camino, he parked it in his mother's garage, closed the garage, and he never used to park in there. So his mom thought it was weird. She went out there and looked and turned his ass in.
Okay, so maybe you're not a sex offender, but if you're driving an El Camino, you shady.
There's some, you're not necessarily doing it right.
You have tendencies towards evil.
You're on a list and you need to be questioned about a lot of what you're doing in your life.
Because to be honest, Puff was a lovely gentleman.
Of course he was.
He was so nice.
Of course
you can be lovely and still shady.
But Puff definitely was not somebody you should trust with
your kids. No. Puff is a terrible babysitter.
Puff cannot be the nanny.
Logan has the best nicknames. The people in Logan are amazing.
They're pretty entertaining.
Puff.
They're pretty entertaining. Joshua sent this in. We were talking about advancements in plastics. The Chinese are developing a plastic that would be a little bit more organic, and they're using salmon sperm to help create this new plastic. And Joshua said, yeah, salmon sperm and other fish sperm are eaten in Asia. It's found in a sack inside the fish. Why is this disgusting, but eating fish eggs is okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I want to try the sperm.
Okay.
No, you're right. I mean, it's all kind of your perspective, but still, even fish eggs disgust me.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to be talking to Virginia, because I'm not sure that I don't find those gross either.
I love fish eggs. I'll eat lots of them, and I did on Thanksgiving.
Oh, we all know you love a beluga.
Jody had said to the bird about your monstrous fridge.
Yes.
There should be an option to turn the ice maker on and off so you can try to turn the lever that controls the ice making off or down before you go to sleep and then turn it back on in the morning when you wake up. I feel so bad for your restlessness.
He'll never remember to do that.
It's kind of a slight that she says that, but she's right.
I would never remember to do that.
No,
I would lay in bed and then I would be just falling asleep and the fucking ice maker would go off and it would wake me up and I'd be like, ah!
What's struggling about this is that it goes off at different times throughout the day. I guess I don't notice it if it's light out because you're not really nervous and going to bed.
It goes off when you've depleted the ice.
It goes off. No, the funny thing is, and maybe this is the problem, I'm so grossed out by all refrigerator ice. I don't trust the water that's in the refrigerator. Mm. Even if you're at a fancy ass house, I just feel like it's gross. I don't trust it. And I think I've got an overabundance of ice right now. I'm never clearing it out. What a terrible, horrifically boring topic.
I fell asleep twice.
I mean, I won't want to kick my own ass for even going that long. Fuck.
My own thoughts on ice.
Good Lord, bro.
Hey, so you listen to the KBJ Show podcast? Yeah, what's it about? It's about ice.
I hate it. I hate when
they talk about ice.
I hate the last 90 seconds.
How
so
are
much.
We supposed to be setting the tone for the weekend?
Motherfuckers, I agree with y'all. Terrible segment. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Boring AF, MF.
You got a lot of nerve.
I got this email here. It says, so I was helping out a neighbor by taking her 4.5-year-old to daycare a little late, and the KBJ show was on in my car.
Uh-oh.
So we go into his classroom, and his teacher says, oh, your shoes are untied. I can do that for you in just 4 seconds. The toddler replies, do it, bitch.
Oh, my God. That is amazing.
Oh, it has to be fake. Oh, this is too good.
Guys, do it, bitch.
Oh, my gosh.
Awesome. Oh, my gosh.
Guess what segment was on the radio when we were coming in? Needless to say, I had some explaining to do. The teacher laughed, though. She's also a fan of yours.
We do make it fun because we're all like, do it, bitch. And also, we have a theme song with it now coming out.
It's competitive.
It's going to even get worse. Do it, bitch is fun to say.
Oh, man. Can I tie your shoes for you?
Do it, bitch.
Preschool teachers are actually fairly accustomed to getting cursed at because it happens more in preschool than, like, say, I think elementary school. Because preschoolers don't know it's bad.
And kindergarten, probably. Yeah. Because they're little. And
they're little.
They hear their parents. I know I would go back to school and regurgitate everything my mom and dad said.
Totally. And they don't have that filter yet to go, oh, wait, bitch is a bad word.
Now, when you hear a story like that, Kev, are you proud of the legacy of our show?
Well, you know what? It's just a little thread in the fabric. We are not the most squeaky clean show. And so you just, you know, got to know what you're going to get with it. But I think, honestly, to me, you got to laugh at life, right? I mean, yeah. What's wrong with that?
And the other thing, too, if you have kids, you can't act like when you go out in the world, people are going to swear. There's going to be content you don't like.
Right.
People are going to say, fuck. Would you rather have them wait till they're 18 to at least hear anything?
I agree. Yeah, I don't really have necessarily a big problem with swearing. I think it's become more commonplace.
It is.
To me, it's just language. What's the big deal?
I think it's becoming more commonplace, too, because of the internet, because of podcasting, social media.
Yeah, well, you look now, and there aren't the filters. The TikTok has the bad words, the dirty words on it. All the pop music now is the Apple Music. I used to always try to get the clean version. It's hard to even find those. And just regular pop songs now are filthy, like to a different level. They used to try to cover it up, how dirty they were back in the day. Now they just will sing and dance about wet pussies. Like they just, there is no covering anything anymore. They come right out and they tell you, man. Hey, there's no leaving it to the imagination. So that's what the kids are dealing with. So yeah, do it, bitch, compared to that. Maybe it's not so bad.
Denny's, you know, he was our main producer starting in, you know, 2014, 2015. And, you know, he'd get audio with all these new songs. He said he never had to worry about bleeps. If it was an Ariana Grande song or even an Adele song, he goes, every single song that comes in now, whether it's Adele or Ariana Grande, anybody, he has to listen to the entire fucking thing just in case there's an F-bomb or an S-bomb.
Yeah.
It's that prevalent now in all kinds of pop music.
It is, yeah. And the kids hear it. And, you know, my wife, she's a preschool teacher, and she deals with it. She's got one kid. She's like, he has the filthiest mouth. And she's always got to remind him, you know, like the kid will come in and he's like, you know, give me that fucking thing. And she's like,
oh boy.
Now, you know oh yeah. My wife loves it. She's like, but you know, she does her teacher thing. She's like, you know, now where did you hear that? And she always knows. And he's like, well, it's my dad. She said, you know, he's a younger dad. He comes rolling in playing all kinds of, like, he loves hip hop.
Okay.
And he's just got it blaring. And it's like, motherfucker, fucker, what? Fuck. And, you know, all these kids are getting out of their cars. And, yeah, I mean, it's everybody can hear it. And he's sitting there in the car line with his music going off. And here comes the kid. And he comes right in.
If you want people to remember something, put it in a song.
That is my jam, motherfucker, fucker, what? I mean, that's a great song.
It's pretty much that. And so she's like, now are those the kind of words we use? And she's like, where did you hear that? And he's like, blaming the dad. He's like, well, you need to tell him that those are at-home words, you know?
And if you're a little kid and your dad is constantly listening to music that's got swear words and he's cool with it, that's normal. You're going to listen to I would have listened to my dad. If he was listening to fuck this, I would have been, this is awesome. My dad was king.
So totally.
I go to school, I'd be like, you're fuck this.
Yeah, and I think the best message, you handle the swearing however you want in your own home, but it is good to at least let your kids know. Be like, there are places for words. Got to know your audience.
Oh, I bet teachers hear, especially the young kids.
The stories I get from my wife, they're so entertaining. These kids around that age, they're amazing. It's just so funny what they say.
It's a common topic. I think we talk about it every year, but you'll put it up on social media. What's the funniest thing, you know, a kid said to you, you know, at school? And they are really, really funny shit.
Well, he just says it matter of fact. It's like he doesn't. And in fact, I think a lot of times he's just surprised. He's like, wait a minute, I can't say tits.
Why is this a problem?
Yeah. What's the issue? My dad doesn't say anything.
I can't call you sugar tits, teacher. I mean, thought it was a compliment.
You gotta talk to your kid. If you're calling your female teacher sugar tits, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
It's in Grimsley. Rocco calls me sugar tits all the time.
Yeah.
And I think it's funny.
I noticed a lot of kids really gravitated to Grimsley. parents, sorry.
Got an email from Desiree. She said, the new movie on Netflix called Love Hard is based around Die Hard being their favorite holiday movie. And it is a fun fight. It got my ass kicked by picking John McClane for the best Christmas characters because a lot of people are like, Die Hard's not, and it's the big fight that's going on. In fact, there are like TikTok videos and different videos where people are trying to explain why it is. And I saw a really good explanation from somebody who's defending Die Hard as being a holiday movie. And he said, think about the premise of it. It is these crooks that take hostage all of these people in an office, but they're gathered there in that situation in one room because of a holiday party.
It's Christmas.
They're using the Christmas party as the vehicle for the whole premise of the movie. So if you took away Christmas and the holidays from this, it doesn't make as much sense why they're all congregating in this big hall.
You're right.
And they said it has to be a Christmas movie because of the premise used to create the whole vehicle.
This is the second day of the Die Hard trials, and you have brought the heat both times. And you've convinced me, Die Hard, it's a Christmas movie.
It's a Christmas movie.
It's so more Christmas than some of those Christmas songs you were playing.
Yeah. Oh, boy, people got mad at me for that. People were like, you're ruining Christmas, asshole. Boy, they were so mad I was playing that. Just pointing out that there's a lot of Christmas songs that are nothing but weather songs, weather-related, snow and all that, but have no reference to packages or presents or Santa or anything
else. But you have to, I mean, you can't really ever get mad at somebody getting so mad at something so stupid. When people get mad at stupid things, I love that.
It's actually kind of entertaining.
It's so entertaining.
Yeah. And there is one holiday classic just to let you know about. Denise had said, what does the elf say? This is my first time watching the video. It's hilarious. Are you guys aware you have 5.7 million views? Congrats. I hope you made some money off of that.
Not a single cent. But yep. That's okay. We do it for the love of the game.
That's right. But yeah, it does have millions of views, and you can go see it. It's on the KBJ Show YouTube channel. And it's up on our Facebook. You can find the link to that right now. We just reposted it. It is there, and it's kind of our own KBJ Holiday Classic. We'll need to start playing that next week.
Yeah, and the other one that people love, too, is the Christmas battle rap Ann did against Kevin.
Oh, we'll have to play that, too. Yeah, we'll have to dig those out. We're really getting into it next week, so we'll start doing that.
I love all that.
Yeah, Scotty Fusion, KBJ Nature, he did a cute little video for that. I forgot about that. I saw that on YouTube.
Okay.
I typed in Christmas songs KBJ yesterday, and that came up. I'm like, that's right, Scotty Fusion did this for us.
Oh, now I need it.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so if you haven't checked that out yet, do that. We'll start playing some of those KBJ Christmas classics next week as well.
I have an idea for a potential KBJ Christmas classic if we can film it together.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I really need, here's the problem I need, because we're in Christmas time.
Yeah.
I need a Santa Claus, but I need a Santa Claus that's not the kind that has the fake beard. I need somebody that looks like they're jolly and they have a gray beard. The problem is the real Santas, they're all booked up right now.
Yes.
So I'm kind of almost asking people, if you know somebody that's got long, that looks like a Santa, that could play the role of a Santa, it would take literally 5 minutes of your time, and I'll pay them $100 to do it.
The Amazing Terry will do it.
But here's the problem, and I love the Amazing Terry. Terry has the wig, and
it's a fake beard.
I need the person to look like a legit Santa Claus. So if anyone can make that happen for 10 minutes of their time, 5 to 10 minutes, $100.
Okay.
Let me know.
All right. Look at that. Very nice.
I'm going to get some weird shit.
Yeah, you are. You open the weird floodgates.
Bird, I can do it for free, but you and Kevin have to watch me jerk off. And guess what? Done.
Done. Deal. Sign that deal before they reconsider.
I want to say thanks to everybody who has been listening to the KBJ Show podcast on Spotify. They just did the year-end wrap-up thing where they'll give you what you listen to most on Spotify, and then you can retweet it or send it out. And a lot of people are showing, hey, look, KBJ was the number one thing I listened to on Spotify.
That's a
this year.
Cool feature.
It is a cool feature. I've retweeted a lot of that. So if you've done that, I'm retweeting you on KBJ. So let us know about it. Send it to us. Let us see that you listen to KBJ first and foremost on Spotify. We are there. If you didn't know, you can start listening to KBJ on Spotify. Key had sent this in and said, you guys are my number one for Spotify. And you can see your top podcast was the KBJ Show. So you listen to 227 episodes for a total of 17,120 minutes.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah, so that's what they did for that. So if you've done that, make sure that we see that so we can retweet you and let people know. And if you didn't know, you can listen to us on Spotify.
That's so neat. That's so smart of Spotify to do.
It is. Yeah, it's a really cool thing. So we're on Twitter at KBJ Show. Easy thing to do. Also, Jilly wanted to do a quick shout out. One thing I hadn't had on my weekend list yet, which that is posted at kbjshow.com. The 12th anniversary at Rock and Roll Ribs in Coral Springs is going on this weekend as well. And Nico McBrain from Iron Maiden. He lives in Coral Springs.
I truly know that name.
Yeah.
Oh, Nico.
Yeah, Nico.
Why do I know that? Is he a guitar player?
I'm not sure what instrument he does. I only know of the lead singer. It's either that or he is the drummer.
I think he's
the drummer. Okay. That's right. Yeah, Nico McBrain's the drummer.
I think I'm thinking of Nico from Extreme, maybe.
Okay, maybe.
When it comes to those hair bands that you grew up with, that you love, how deep can you go with naming the people in the band? As far as can you say, oh, Rat had this person at bass, this person at drums?
Yeah.
Can you go pretty deep with all that?
With a lot of them, I can. Yeah. I can go Rat, Stephen Piercy, Juan Crochure was the bass player.
What a weird skill to have that.
Yeah.
You're never going to really ever apply it unless you're on a radio
show. I know,
show.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy, so.
Did you get that message I sent you to? This weekend, there's a Jupiter Art and Craft Expo by the sea.
Okay.
And our friend Spike is going to be out there with a bunch of different people selling all kinds of gifts. So it's basically like an Etsy, but it's in person.
My Spike?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's out there at the Holiday Expo. I want to say this is probably at, it doesn't say where, it's probably Carlin Park. Jupiter Art and Craft Expo by the Sea.
Yeah, it's definitely out there.
250 booths, live music, adult beverages, and basically it's like a little Etsy village.
It's funny enough, when we did the Crazy Horse, I was all hammered up, and I talked him into making me an alien piece. He made me this unique UFO piece. I have to show it off on social media, but Spike, the guy that did the Bigfoot, does really, really great stuff.
Yeah, this Saturday and Sunday at Carlin Park, there's going to be a bunch of vendors out there selling cool little unique Christmas gifts.
That sounds just like my game.
It's Etsy, but without the shipping costs, baby. And I bought something on Etsy yesterday. I bought a candle. It was $8. The shipping cost was $20.
Yeah, Etsy.
Wow.
So Etsy is awesome, but here's how you go this weekend to Carlin Park and you don't pay shipping and you get the cool Etsy like really neat stuff.
Etsy is built for people like myself. It's all unique, odd shit you can't get anywhere. If you want a UFO eyeball clock, Etsy's where you would go to find that.
And those are the unique kind of gifts that would be really cool to give somebody. I love that kind of stuff.
I love anything where I can be outdoors and there's shit I can buy at tents.
Yeah, that's what this is. 250 booths, Saturday, Sunday, Carlin Park. So go support our friends who support this show.
Okay. One other thing I want to say, because people are now sending us in, they're watching or listening to KBJ on Spotify. And somebody just sent in, yeah, I've listened 427 episodes for a total of 32,120 minutes.
Shit.
I've got another ticket, pair of tickets for the Sports Illustrated Awards show that is happening at the Hard Rock on Tuesday. Whoever can have the most listened minutes over 2021, if you've got that receipt that you got from Spotify and what you listened to, I'll give you that last pair of tickets.
Ooh. Look at Rose giving out prizes on the After the Show podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, Santa.
Yeah, so just get it to us. You can text it. You can do it through the app. You can email it as well. But by close of business today, you got to have it. So if you're listening to this now, it's going to be a deadline of
Friday.
Friday. It's got to be 4 p.m. because we got to get them the winner's name before the close of business.
So 4 p.m. That's
4
the
p.m. today.
Deadline.
That
right.
is the deadline. We have to have it in our possession for you to be enrolled in that.
Oh, man, it's over?
It's done, baby.
Damn, I thought we were really cooking today. 3 more minutes?
Do it, bitch.
Do it by yourself, bitch. I got a plane to catch.
Oh, shit. That's right.
We want to thank our vodka sponsor. Yeah, KVJ finally has what we've always needed, a liquor sponsor.
Yeah.
Atoll Vodka. It's crisp citrus infused with botanical flavors into a smooth-ass vodka. Atoll Vodka, A-T-O-L-L. You can pick it up at mashandgrape.com.
It's a sad, smooth-ass vodka.
This unrated, adult-friendly podcast is brought to you by our good friends at Adult Video Warehouse. Adult Video Warehouse believes that sexy is for everybody. They've been boosting sexual confidence and exploration in South Florida for over 20 years. Check out their beautifully remodeled stores in Pompano Beach and North Palm Beach today. AdultVideoWarehouse.net.